WFSU is part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The initiative is designed to address the high school dropout crisis with a focus on building the knowledge, understanding, and resources required to improve graduation rates in our community.
I'm David Wilkins, and I'm the Secretary of the Department of Children and Families for the state of Florida. Early learning is key. Florida has started in the last several years some very aggressive early learning pre-K programs. All children should be in those programs without an exception. A lot of states don't do that. Most of our foreign competitors are doing it. So, you know, this early learning is a key first step. And it, quite frankly, it sets the discipline not just for the child but for the parent. So as they get into the more structured programs in high school, that you know, they sort of know what's coming. The parents have to be engaged teachers. And that so many times doesn't happen, where the parents relinquish responsibility for education to the school. I mean, you look at any high-performing student, no discredit to the teachers because I'm sure they're all great. But, you know, there are external influences that are helping them, whether it's the parents, whether it's mentors. And, you know, so those engagements have to happen. Going back to that normalcy point about how to make sure all children have the proper health care, particularly at the early age, you know, so that they're healthy enough to participate in these types of activities. The culture of low expectations, a lot of it is sort of in the cycle. Part of it is, you know, your expectations are your environment you're in. Giving children more activities to be involved in and their free time that allows them to be exposed to different walks of life, different types of activities, will really be a big differentiator.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.